It's 11 trivia questions on Tribons, where three random words all have something in common. Can you figure them all out? This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my podcast. Comes out every single day, so hit subscribe on your device to get those new episodes delivered daily. And we just had the most downloads ever in the history of the show on July 8th. So I don't know what it was about a couple of days ago, but people were going nuts on the podcast July 8th. Most downloads ever so far. And we made it highest up on the charts. We're at number 13 as of now on the Games and Hobbies chart worldwide. So that's pretty sweet. And that's thanks to listeners like you. Thanks for telling a friend, a family member, a coworker about this podcast. That is the easiest way that you can help me spread the word about the show. And coming up very soon, my family and I will be debt-free, and we'll be doing a lot more promotional stuff around Los Angeles and on Facebook ads and things like that. So budget opening up to kind of get out there even more. So excited about that in the next couple months. And I think by the end of the year, hopefully we'll have some even higher numbers. So that will be very cool, and you guys will all be part of it. If you want to be the biggest part of it, you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks my way to help with some of these projects and ideas. We are always trying to make lists of things we can do to make the show better, to make our live events better, and things like that. And the easiest way to help with that would be to donate monthly for different reward tiers that we have over there. So go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, and you can click the link right from the show notes on every episode to go to that website. And I will be posting some brand new rewards for the second half of 2019. So be on the lookout for those probably this Monday, and a new redesigned Patreon page with some new pictures and videos and things on there. So get ready for that. Today's episode is called Tribons, which is a game from the 90s, I believe, maybe the 80s, but I remember playing it as a kid. I think the game is called Tribond with no S, but you have to take these three things and figure out what they all have in common. So it's kind of fun to try and figure these out. Some of them might have more than one answer if you could like argue your points and they made sense. But for all the ones that I'll give you, I'm just looking for what I came up with for the answer. And you can find all kinds of these online. If you just Google Tribond examples or list of Tribons, if you want to try and play more or come up with more, I can always use those for the podcast. So if you want to come up with your own lists of Tribons, you can come up with like 11 of them or 20 of them, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to send me, and I will record those for a future episode. Shout out to my friend Joe Jermalowitz, who just sent me some questions on the show Umbrella Academy, which was a category that someone picked on our Patreon group. You get to pick a topic for $5 a month. If that's something that you want to do to help shape the show into topics you're into, you can do that. And Joe said, hey, I was looking at the Patreon subscriber topics list and saw that Umbrella Academy TV was on it. We just finished watching it here like a week or two ago, so I thought I'd write some questions. So thank you, Joe. I'll be recording those probably later this week to air next week. And I'm always looking for help with the show since it does come out every day. Sometimes I have time to write questions. Sometimes I'm just finding some online or in a book or in a video, or sometimes people submit questions just like Joe did. So anything you want to do to help the show is always awesome. We are going to jump in to 11 questions on Tribons right about now. Here we go. All right, 11 questions on Tribons. Let's see how many of these you can get right. Here's a quick example of how this would work. I might give you three words like tooth, egg, and whip. And the answer that those all have in common, tooth, egg, and whip, I'd say things you can crack, because you can crack a whip, you can crack an egg, and you can crack a tooth. So that's how you'd kind of think about the answers to these. A lot of them are all types of something, all things you can something. So just kind of keep that in mind, and we'll see how you do. Here's question number one for Tribons. Pumpkins, turkeys, and initials. Question number one, pumpkins, turkeys, and initials. What do they all have in common? Number one. Question number two, surprise, search, slumber. Number two for Tribons, surprise, search, slumber. Tribons number three, electronic, fan junk. Number three, electronic fan junk. Number four on your list, toilet love front. Toilet love front. Number five, folder jeans pool table. Number five, folder jeans pool table. We're halfway through this round on Tribons. I should also mention, I forgot to mention in the intro, that none of them are really grammatically linked. So it's not like they all end in S, or they're all words with vowels in them or something. You know, it's not anything like that. It's usually a little bit more specific than that. Number six on your list, loan, power, and Texas. Number six, loan, power, and Texas. Number seven, water, oil, HG. Number seven, water, oil, and HG. And we're moving on to number eight, baby, goose, speed. Baby, goose, speed. Number nine, Henry, Lita, Harrison. Number nine, Henry, Lita, Harrison. Question number 10, bar, browser, cans. Bar, browser, cans. And the bonus question, this is your Tribons 2-point question to close out today's episode. Edward Ichabod Willie, number 11. Edward Ichabod Willie. This one has a very specific connection. It's not just like they're all someone's name. So just keep that in mind. Edward Ichabod and Willie. All right, everybody, those are the questions for Tribons. We'll be back in just a second with the answers. If you need more time to kind of figure them out and maybe you wrote them down, take a nice little pause here, maybe take a couple minutes, write them all down, double check them, and then we'll be back with the answers in just a few. All right, guys, the Tribons episode. This is the first time I've ever done this on the podcast, and I think ever at a live trivia night. Came across the game. Someone was talking about it on Reddit, and I'm like, oh, I think I remember that game, and thought it would be a fun little round to do. So here we are, and this was a round I did last week at my live events, all of which you can see at triviawithbuds.com, linked in the show notes if you want to click on it real quick from your device. You can see all the places to play live trivia with me around Southern California, and we're up to 18 locations. By the end of July, I'm going to have 20 different locations. So really grown the biz, and that's thanks to listeners like you. Here's number one, pumpkins, turkeys, and initials. The bond there was they're things that are carved. You can carve a pumpkin, you can carve a turkey, and you can carve your initials on a tree or some kind of wood. Number two, surprise, search, and slumber. Those are all types of parties. Surprise party, search party, slumber party. Hopefully you don't have all three of those parties in the same day because it sounds like something went wrong with your day. Number three, electronic fan and junk. Those are types of mail, electronic mail or email, fan mail and junk mail. I get a lot of that every day. A lot of local plumbers want me to use them. And turns out you could just buy a plunger for a dollar at the Dollar Tree. Number four, toilet, love, and front. This one sounds kind of dirty, but it is all types of seats. A toilet seat, a love seat, a front seat. Number four, types of seats. Number five, folder, jeans, pool table. Those are all things that have pockets. Folder has two pockets usually or more. Jeans have pockets, of course, and pool table, that's where you're shooting the balls into. Number six, Lone Power and Texas, all types of Rangers, the Lone Ranger, Power Rangers, and the baseball team, the Texas Rangers, number six. Number seven, water, oil, and HG, all different wells. You can have a water well, an oil well, or the author, HG Wells, who wrote The Invisible Man, I think. Number eight, Baby, Goose, and Speed, those are all types of bumps, baby bump if you're preggo, goosebumps if you're scared or like the R.L. Stine books, and speed bumps if you are in a parking lot, usually at a mall. Number nine, Henry, Lita, Harrison. Those are all famous Fords. Henry Ford, Lita Ford, and Harrison Ford. Number 10, bar, browser, cans. Those all have tabs. You can open a tab when you go to a bar or brewery and pay at the end, or I guess skip out on it, but you shouldn't do that unless you're like a 10-year-old kid trying to have fun with your cronies. Pay those tabs. Browser would be when you open the different tabs on your like Google Chrome browser. And then cans, like a pop can or a soda can, if you're from somewhere that doesn't say pop, you pop those tabs. The bonus was the two-point question. Edward, Ichabod, Willie, those are all Johnny Depp character first names. Johnny Depp has played Edward Scissorhands, Ichabod Crane, and Willy Wonka in three movies that were all directed by Tim Burton. So you could have said Tim Burton, but I was more specifically looking for first names of Johnny Depp characters, Edward, Ichabod, and Willy. So those were your answers. I hope you had fun playing along with that episode today. If you want to do more tri-bonds in the future, let me know or write some and send them in to me. Guys, it's time for the question of the day brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. You can check out all their work and the kind of work they can do for you in terms of custom printing at fmdesignsinc.com. The question of the day is, the name Tri-Tip was marketed as such since the 1960s in what California desert town? If you know the answer to that question, if you know that town, tweet me your response at RyanBuds, R-Y-A-N-B-U-D-D-S. You can find me on there, on Instagram. You could find me on an Instagram story if you want to kind of DM me your answer that way, or a little video of you saying what the answer is. That would be put you in the running for a prize. And you can also email me, RyanBuds@gmail.com. I will pick one person who sends me the correct answer, and I'll mail them something cool in the mail. I have a lot of cool postcards from the Star Wars universe, so you'll probably get one of those and a few other little goodies. Send me your answer. Also, the trivia team name of the day, a new feature on the show, is going to be The Office related, because I've been watching The Office like crazy lately. Went to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and came back a couple days ago. I watched all of season four of The Office, which was the, I think, the writer's strike season. So it was a shorter season. I think it was 14 episodes. But I watched the whole thing on the plane ride back and forgot how great that show is. Now I'm going to probably start season 5, maybe 6, and then probably stop on 7. But I haven't seen those chunk of episodes in a really long time. Anyway, trivia team name of the day is Dunder Mifflin, This Is Spam. Dunder Mifflin, This Is Spam. Use that one next time you go play some Office trivia. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, thanks to my friend Brian Foster, aka Frosty. You can listen to all his music at soundcloud.com/Frosty. He provided the theme song for this show. I've used different parts of one of his tracks over the different renditions of the podcast over the years. So shout out to Frosty, and shout out to Kevin McLeod, who does a lot of royalty-free music under the Creative Commons license. Anytime there's music in the background, bed music over the questions, that's from Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com. incompetech.com. If you just search royalty free music, he's always like the first thing that comes up. But you can support him on Patreon like I do. Look up Kevin McLeod on Patreon. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.